Fall in Love by our very own Tanzanian sensation Frankie Mustone. Frankie is a beautiful person with beautiful sound, with amazing personality, and who is very fabulous. And I like the music. I like Frankie Mustone, and I'm so excited that the talent, the pure talent, is here gracing the podcast. And this is another episode of Self Conference with Lizana Kafwa. You already know, don't touch that dial.
Cooper like a quack your mama. Wewe nimekucha guwa, yeah, yeah. Siwe mali nami, chuniweke kando yako. Hili na ahidi, chakupenda peke yako. Wewe na mi, wawili ahadi, tuziweke moyoni, chakupenda kwa bidi.
Lizana Kafwa on Self Conference.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi, everyone. My name is Frankie Mustone, and I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer based in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and also an internationally touring artist. And I sing and write along the genres reggae, Afropop, soul, R&B, zouk, and pretty much still finding myself, so much more to come in the future.
Frankie, you're the Tanzanian sensation right now, and your name has been mentioned a lot in different rooms of how you deliver your music, of how you have this beautiful, squeaky clean sound, and how you are inspiring other creatives as well, you know? You're living your truthfulness, and you're dancing on your tunes, on your beautiful, amazing sound. And it is just awesome, and we are here to see it, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. So can you drive us through your journey as a musician, as a vocalist, your challenges, and your milestone?
Oh, thank you. So where do I start with the challenges? I feel like the one biggest challenge I've had to face has been finding myself in the Tanzanian scene, music scene. I mean, it goes without saying that I am also a very different artist in terms of sound. It's not your everyday bongo flavor that I do. Shout out to all Bongo Flavor artists, by the way. But also, I am very different when it comes to the identity that I embrace of myself and that I express out there. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm the first of my line. And so that has been really tough for the audience here to get. And I understand it in one way, but also I feel like it's something that we should get passed on. But back to the point, for me, that has made me, if anything, stronger. It has made me think outside the box. It's a challenge that has somehow made me come out a victor in my own way on the other side. Because now, to celebrate a few milestones that I can remember right now, I'm really proud that I went out there and I looked for my audience and I looked for my niche and created a platform. And now I have a really good live music platform that has successfully seen up to 20 plus live music episodes, and all of these are usually packed with people. And for me, it tells me that I'm on the right track and that I'm doing great and that there's growth even in the toughest environment. And so that is one milestone that I'm really, really proud of. And as of now, the other thing that I'm so proud of that I think of all the time is my EP Mirrored that I just released a few months back. And it's doing really well. I love how people are responding so well to the story that my EP tells and everything that it has opened, like all the doors that it has opened for me. And yeah, I'm really excited for the future.
Frankie, do you have a personal favorite from your Mirrored EP, which is a no skip, by the way? And I would really like to know the story behind the EP, the name, and how it has been all about it.
So my EP Mirrored is like a mirrored reflection of who I am musically. And that's the one definition about it. It has two definitions, I'd say. Like, I define it from two angles. And one is that when I was compiling my music for this EP, I was just thinking, how do I want to introduce myself to the world out there? And so I thought, you know what? I will put in a few of the genres that I have already explored. And so I wanted people to hear me and hear the different sounds that I'm capable of and just know who I am from that angle. But also I wanted other artists who would be interested in working with me in the future to know also what I'm, you know, what I can do. And that is why when you listen to the EP from the beginning, you would have R&B and then you'll have Afrozouk, and then you'd have some reggae, and then you would then go to some traditional R&B, and then you would go all the way down to some bongo flavor and some Afro beats, and then a little bit more bongo flavor and / Afro pop, and then you finish with the last song, which is more like a gospel song. So I was like, you know what, I want people to see and hear who I am. That's actually the title of the last song. But also Mirrored represents what we see when we look in the mirror. And when you listen to this EP, I hope it inspires you to embrace that inner you that you see in the mirror that you sometimes have a hard time expressing out there. When you listen to this EP, I hope it gives you like a sense of emancipation. And for me, it did. Because for me, it did. And when you listen to the songs from the very first song, I'm embracing my sultriness and I'm just being naughty. And then I am embracing love in all its forms. And I'm doing that more to the third song. And then when you go to Coming Out Fresh and Clean, song number four, that is just basically me saying, you know what, I'm just going to be fabulous and I'm going to be extra and I'm going to be me in the very best way that I know how to, and nobody's going to tell me nothing, and I'm going to dress up and I'm going to come out looking fresh and clean, and everybody else that's out there hating is going to wish they're with me. So that's just me saying, like, you know, ain't nobody's going to tell me how to live. And I'm hoping that people can relate to that in one way or another. And then, yeah, you keep going. I sing more about love. But most importantly, that last song, Who I Am, is a song I wrote when I was going through a really tough time. And the song just basically came in and it sort of saved my life in a way where it reminded me of who I am. And in a way, it was some sort of natural therapy, I'd say. And so when I when I decided to put it in the EP, I put it there because I also wanted for everyone that's going through something in their lives to just remember who the bleep they are, who they are, and to embrace all the beauty that lies within them, just as I managed to do so through this music. So yeah, that's it.
And since you have mentioned yourself, you're not doing the typical bongo flavor, so the mixture of the genres and everything, I would really like to know what type of genres are you really into, and also who has been inspiring you musically and in fashion sense?
Well, so when it comes to music, I have so many people that have inspired me. Like, it starts from when I was really, really young. I used to listen to a lot of Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and Celine Dion. I grew up listening to these amazing musicians, singers, like the most talented, if you ask me. And so I feel like I learned a lot about music and singing from them, from just listening to them. And then as I grew up, I kept picking up more inspirations. And so you have the likes of Prince, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Yemi Alade from Africa. I love Vanessa Mdee's music. Ooh, and the very first here at home is Lady JD. I love her music so much. I remember I used to sing her songs every day after school. And I love me some Saudi soul. And yeah, a lot. Beyonce, oh my God, I love her live performances. And every day when I'm out there performing live, I just say to myself, what will Beyonce do? So yeah, I look up to all these artists and their music. And I'm so grateful that I have gotten lucky to have heard their music and to have been inspired through their music. And when it comes to fashion, it's pretty much the same people. But I would like to highlight a few that are Prince, James Brown, and Lady Gaga. I love how these people have been so bold. And it's one thing that I also carry in my fashion sense, being bold. I am bold. Like, I will just go out there. I will wear the colors that I want to wear. I'll do my hair how I want to do it. I'll do my makeup how I want to do it. I like, it's just because I'm telling my story and I'm dressing me. So yeah, I have been inspired by some really, really bold artists when it comes to fashion.
Frankie, apart from music, do you have any other talents that we should know about?
Well, apart from music, what other talents do I have? I can move one eye, like, I can make one eye, so weird. I can move one eye while the other eye is very still. Yeah, it's a weird thing I do. I call that a talent. But I am so into fashion. I have always loved fashion. I've always loved designing and drawing. And so it's something that I've, and it's something that I built a whole career in fashion before my music career. And so that is another talent that I would say I was gifted with. And I wouldn't really say I'm talented in dancing. I love to dance. I just move my body how I like to. But yeah, I think there's a cook in me. I really do think so, because I love cooking. But again, I will not call myself a chef or like a talented person in the kitchen. Maybe if I explored it more. But yeah, that's pretty much what else I do.
That's very interesting. Moving one eye. Okay. Cooking and fashion. Beautiful. Frankie, what is your daily routine?
So well, my day looks like pretty much simple. When I am busy, well, okay, when I'm not busy and I'm pretty much winding down, I would just literally lock myself in my house. And it will pretty much just go. It will be like a freestyle. But most days would be me waking up in the morning, getting breakfast, preparing myself to go out to run errands. And I should be honest, I have skipped breakfast so many times and I'm not proud of this. I will do better. But yeah, I will then go run a few errands. I would have a few meetings that I would go to, and then I would do studio time. And obviously I don't do studio time every day. It would be at least 4 days a week. And so I would go to the studio, get creative, do something. Even when I have like a creative block, sometimes I just like to put myself in the environment. And then when I get time, I would always link up with friends, talk to my besties, and then I would at this point either be at my place and it would be like talking over the phone, or sometimes I would link up with my friends, and if not, I would just go back home and I would entertain myself to a movie or something. And this is if I've not stayed up all night in the studio, because there's some other days where I stay up all night, and I'm such a night owl too. Like, I stay up really late, so there's also that. But yeah, my day is pretty much full of music, and sometimes I put in some fashion in there when I'm preparing looks for a couple shoots or for a live performance that's coming up, or just everyday Frankie's looks. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm wondering, do you read books?
Well, no, I don't read books, and it's something I'm not proud about, because I feel like I'm missing out on something, honestly. And if you ask me why, it's because my attention span can sometimes be problematic. Like, I would sit and hold a book and try reading one paragraph, and it would take me like a whole hour. And it's because I read one sentence and then I start thinking about something. I read the other and then I start thinking. Like, it takes me through a trail of thoughts somehow. Like, my mind is always up to something. It's always doing something. I can never be calm. So maybe if I got like one of those audiobooks, maybe that would make sense. I've never tried that one, but I think I should try that route when it comes to reading books. So when I do, I will tell you which ones are my favorites. Feel free to also tell me, you know, what I should be out there on the lookout reading or listening through audiobooks. Yeah.
Frankie, do you consider yourself an extrovert or an introvert?
I like to think that I am publicly an introvert, and in a private setting where I feel safe and comfortable, I'm very much an extrovert. So, like, I'm a balance of both. And that person you usually see on stage, because, yeah, I know that is a public space and I'm usually doing the most. For me, the stage and singing music live is somehow a safe space. So, in that case, I would be more of an extrovert when I'm on stage. But then my personality usually changes, like, immediately after I'm done performing. Like, it's like, ooh, there's the introvert back. So, yeah, I'd say I'm a balance of both depending on the environment. But then again, I'm also still learning who I am. So that's what I would say right now. A few of my friends would really think that I'm an extrovert, but nah, I don't think so. I think it depends. They would say that because I'm usually the loudest and the doing the most and the most extra when I'm around them. So yeah, it makes sense. But yeah, a bit of both.
The most important part of this podcast is wellness, and I would like to know, do you talk openly about your emotions when it comes to mental health?
Well, about my emotions, I really find, honestly, this is funny because I find it hard expressing myself to most people. And I don't know why. It's so funny because in most cases, most of my friends would always come to me for, like, for some sort of friendly therapy, and they would, you know, they would feel comfortable to open up to me, to express themselves. But me, I find it really, really hard. And so most of the time I run to music. So sometimes I write some of these songs I've written out here have been some words that I couldn't really say out there. And so I'm lucky that music is my outlet. So yeah, I will try and do better.
How do you release the pressure when it becomes too much?
And yeah, so when I usually feel pressured, it would be that I would turn to being creative because it's my outlet. Or sometimes I love going to the beach. So I would go to the beach and I would just sit there and I would listen to the waves. I would let the water touch me. And the most favorite part is going to the beach with my dog Milo. And just sitting there and watch him have fun, run around, play with the water and feel the winds and the sand and freak out over something. It's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. So I love going to the beach. And I also like taking a walk in like somewhere where there's like a lot of green. For me, it's also another form of therapy. So this is what I usually do to like just get some pressure off.
Do you have any go-to person for that matter?
Yeah, so I have, I'm really lucky that I have friends and I consider them my family and they are my go-to people. As much as it can be weird and tricky for me to like express myself sometimes, but I find so much, I find there's power in just being around my friends, even when I don't have to explain anything, or if I don't, even when I don't feel like expressing myself in depth or opening up, I just find so like there's a lot of healing that I get just by being around my friends and not being alone. And so, yeah, I have a really great support system that I'm so, so grateful for and I cherish a lot, and that is my friends.
Da, 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 da. Are you single? Are you dating?
Well, you know, at the moment I'm in a very, very serious relationship with Jesus. I mean, well, a sister is not dating nobody right now, and it's because I'm focused on my career. I'm focused on music, and it can really be, I feel like it can really take so much of your time, anybody's time. Like when you're chasing your dreams, it's like there's nothing else you look at. And so I'm at that place in life. I'm really hopeful and I pray that I get lucky to be allowed by the universe to find love, and I hope it happens when it happens. So yeah, the moment we did in Jesus.
What do you think of marriages?
I think marriages are beautiful bonds, and honestly, I hope someday I can be lucky as the most that are married. And from what I've heard and seen, I also think marriages can be really tough, relationships in general. So I don't think I have so much to say. I am not in one. All I would say is I just think it's a beautiful thing in its own way that it can be when you find somebody that you can promise each other a lifetime of love and support and just being there for each other. So I really do cherish, the bond.
A lifetime of love and support. I think that is what we are all looking for, but we're not being verbal about it. So thank you so much, Frankie, for sharing your views. I would really like to know now, what's up? Your projects, your shows, tell us.
Well, so as you all know, I am a singer and a songwriter and a performer. So I do host a couple shows here and there every now and then. But also, I have music out there that is ready for streaming. So one, if you want to know about my events, my up-and-coming events, if you want to know about where I'm touring, and you just want to connect with me, Karibu Sana, join me on my social media pages. And it's simple. Just write Frankie Maston and you will be good to go. That is the same for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everywhere. So yeah, let's connect. I would like to hear from you. I'd like to read from you all. But if you also want to listen to my music, just go to your favorite streaming platform and write Frankie Maston, or you can click the link on my bios on Facebook and Instagram and even Twitter, and you can also be directed too. And so yeah, enjoy as well. I have a lot of projects coming up. I have a lot of visuals coming up for you. My YouTube channel, also by the name of Frankie Maston, already has a couple videos for you to watch from me performing live, a couple music videos, but also some of my audios are there as well. So just dive in and enjoy. But yeah, I'm basically out here. And yeah, it has been a pleasure talking to you. And I'm so happy that I got to, you know, express myself a little bit more. And I hope it was fun for everybody. Asante sana and have a great time.
Yay!
There you have it. Go to those buyers, click and listen to the beautiful music. Buy the tickets when it comes to the live performances show, you know, and enjoy and have fun and support the good contents, support the good art, support the good music, and support the pure talents. Thank you so much, Frankie Maston, for gracing the podcast.
It's Lizana Kafwa on Self Conference.
Until the next episode of Self Conference with Lizana Kafwa, this is Lizana Kafwa.